I'm Stan Deaton with the Georgia Historical Society. The Civil Rights Movement boasted many heroes, some, sadly, unsung. Thomas Brewer was born in Alabama in 1894 and earned a medical degree at Meharry Medical College in Nashville. Brewer moved to Columbus, Georgia in 1920 and became a leader in the thriving black professional community. He helped establish the Columbus chapter of the NAACP. Brewer arranged for Primus King to vote in 1944, thereby challenging the all-white Democratic primary. King was turned away, but he won the federal case that followed. Brewer backed the case financially, initiated a black voter registration drive, and lobbied successfully for the police to hire black officers. The Ku Klux Klan routinely threatened Dr. Brewer as racial tensions mounted with school desegregation in the 1950s. In February 1956, Brewer was shot and killed in a confrontation with a local white businessman who was never tried. His death outraged the black community and left long-lasting damage to race relations in the city. The man who fought for racial equality in Columbus for 36 years was born on November 16, 1894, today in Georgia history.
Today in Georgia History is made possible by the generous support from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation and as a joint production of the Georgia Historical Society and Georgia Public Broadcasting. For more on this topic, go to todayingeorgiahistory.org.